Right. Simple. are very straightforward, not easy, and sometimes consequently extremely stupid. All different colors. You've got I agree fully with everything that you said. And I would make one observation on the third point, which I want to be very sure to bear with. We can't obviously get into the posture of how to multi down the game and so on in terms of outside learning. However, I hope that from what you say, you don't intend to preclude us, and I don't think you do. Having Joe Farrell go in, the guy, as you say, he's not a politically sophisticated guy, but in terms of cooperative, friendly relationships, where we have not general exhortations about the desirability of political accommodation, but where we have concrete suggestions that might be helpful to him, where we have an exchange of views privately, as Joe does and has very good relations. The reason why I say this is this, Mr. President. My fear is, given our overall principal objective, prevent the war from breaking out, I happen to believe that the real Indian policy, as you can see, is to establish an independent Bangladesh, preferably by political means, but without precluding the use of force if necessary. I happen to think that the Soviets may have some short-run gain from this treaty. But I think the most serious repercussion of this treaty is that the Indians will feel, regardless of the fact that Pramiko probably went there and said, restraint, that the Indians will feel they can't cross borders in a traditional military attack against Pakistan, but they will feel even freer today to support the guerrilla border crossing and to permit the instability to continue in such a way in East Pakistan that Yao Yao may come to the point where he will feel, my God, I'm about to lose East Pakistan as a result of this guerrilla movement. And as irrational as it is, he may decide to attack him. In other words, this is your fear, I know it's our fear. Now, the reason why I think that within the framework of what you've said, it's important where we have concrete suggestions, and I mean only concrete suggestions, which we would obviously check with you and so that we're all over. We ought to help Yao Yao to the degree we can in trying to move a little political accommodation, because relief alone, Mr. President, I'm afraid is not going to do it. This is what my great fear is. The course that Yahya is on, and he may have, the political reality may be such that he can't go beyond where he's going. I don't think that the course he's on in the direction of political accommodation is going to get. If there isn't a tiny bit of progress on political accommodation, the insurgency in East Pakistan will continue. The cross borders, the guerrilla activity will continue. And if it doesn't, from the Indian point of view, work politically, then I fear as to what the results are in the long run. I think the Indians have been positively bastardized. They are preventing the UN from establishing a presence on their side of the border. They're discouraging the refugees from going back. I think their real policy is a policy of establishing something in East Pakistan with which they can work. Now, if we ever have to accommodate for that particular aspect, I'm sure we can. I mean, our national interests wouldn't irreparably be damaged as a result of that, if that's what came at the end of the line as a result of basically political means. Our interest is that whatever the result, we don't care what the result is, so long as it's achieved by peaceful means rather than by force. So, the only point I really want to make was that I hope that if we can, you know, as a friendly posture, not as a way of saying, yeah, unless we have our own blueprint, which we damn well don't, I don't know how to solve this problem in terms of political accommodation. But if we have a concrete idea, I hope that we can feel free to put it forward without feeling that we're interfering in the doing. For example, we said to him very politely, look, it really isn't in your interest to shoot this fellow or to do this with Mujib. They put together 88 people that they think they can be able to welder. Henry and our review group, they suggest some ideas of what else Joe might talk about. I guarantee a friendly topic. Because there's one thing that we're not in relationship to Pakistan right now, the posture of conversation. They feel we're about the only country that has been helpful in this whole thing. against me, a golden bridge, and some excuse, fellows, to call up the guerrilla, in the form of Yaya, making some political moves. That's what, this is what I'm driving at, and that we should do and must do. But if the Indians say that unless, according to their definition of things, he's dealing with people that are sitting in Calcutta, whom he considers rebels, and like asking them to do, deal with them.
Relief and refugee program as an excuse to speak with me.
something by that man in the room, I think he would go pretty far in the guise of an apron refugees to go back to their provinces to do things that way. But dealing with the Awami League directly, for example, is something that is not very hard in terms of his own domestic. On the Awami League, he has a tendency to be sensitive, more common, and so is the common, and it's very important. And there have been elements of force in that kind of thing. Not that it's possible, and that's all it is, that the, some of the leaders of Awami League might be interested in trying to negotiate with Western Pakistan, saying that we don't want independence, all we want to do is have some basis, but we can't do it on the basis of the
Indians. Let me hear that one.